We are witnessing very important moment in the history of the Jewish nation, in the history of the Christianity. Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. All the hundreds of years of waiting for the Messiah, all the longing for the one who is to come, it happens today. Jesus reveals to people that he is the one. He is the one to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Only Messiah can do it. And just try imagine, as people in the first reading, they were crying because they heard the word of God, forgotten for so long time. Now they hear it again with its glory, power, and splendor. Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. But we cannot just stay there seeing how much is happening there, that Jesus is revealing to them that he is the one who will do it. It needs to happen that also in our lives, we need to see and let God do it, that we can say, today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. I would like to ask you, if you have the passages from the scripture that assist you in your life, word of God that give you hope, that give you strength, that bring you light when you are in darkness. If you have such passages that assist you, that are very close to you, that are kind of friend on your journey, the Word of God is a living Word. It's meant for us to be our help. It's a living Word, it's Jesus Christ. And He wants to achieve that in our lives too. That his word will be also alive in our lives. I have three such passages that assist me almost every day when I come to prayer. First is that Jesus talked to people about the last judgment. I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison, you came to visit me. And it bothers me and helps me to see that I need to do that same, that this is the main focus of the gospel, to bring help to others in need. And then the second passage that is very close to me is from the letter to Corinthians. Power is made perfect in weakness, and our best I wrote it not enough clearly. I will boast gladly of my weaknesses. Well, I know this passage just in Polish language. So it's, I wrote it down for you. And then the third one is Jesus speaking to Pharisees saying, you will, and to disciples, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And those three passages assist me all the time. Power is made perfect in weaknesses. I see it very often, how God, through my weaknesses, is doing something greater. And how my weaknesses make me more humble and help me to be more open on the truth that He wants to speak to me, and the truth set me free. Just a week ago, as I was flying back to Mobile, I shared that story last Sunday at 8 a.m. Mass. I came to the airport and they didn't have plane ticket for me. I showed them documents that I have booked ticket, and the person there said that, well, oh yes, the ticket was for you, sir, but it was for last Friday. So somehow I booked the ticket for wrong day, just a week earlier that I supposed to fly. So I had to buy a new ticket and It wasn't big trouble, it just cost a lot of money. I was thinking, God, why? How I even cannot buy the ticket for the right day? It just, you know, do I have to have so much trouble every time I do something? And when I was in plane, I was really having a good time in prayer with God. And because I was in such a desperate situation, trying to understand why I did such thing once again, I was able to see what God wants me to tell again, to see the truth that I was escaping for a long time. And I got a lot of important words from Him that I would never listen because they were too difficult. And because of my weakness, I was able to be more humble and to hear what He wants me to tell me. And this was amazing. This is why, after St. Paul, I can say, I will boast gladly of my weaknesses, because God is amazing. But this is not about me, it's about you. Do you have passages that make you cry when you read them? Do you have this experience of Word of God? You take the scripture to your hand and you read it, and it just overflows with God's peace, and God reveals to you something very important. It won't happen if we won't be reading the Bible, if we won't have time for God's Word. And also, if you haven't experienced that yet, God wants you to have this experience, His closeness, His familiarity, His presence, because His Word is alive. I pray for you that you may be able to say that same, that Word of God is really close to me, that it guides me, that it's my life, it's my strength, that God is really somebody who is with me and who exists there to lead me on my journey.